pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
12:30:20.
Good morning, everybody. Start with the roll call. We have all three commissioners in the room. Administrator Daryl Green, Roberto Lucher, Executive Assistant, Finance Kate Knopp, and Council today, Richard Tubby. Looks like on the phone we have Veteran Services. Hi, Linda. Lindsay Grogan, HR. Erica Lasser from the Port. Heidi Terrell with the Loop. Lori Roach, Hepner Chamber. Sandy Toms, still board member and with the Senior Center as well. Welcome. And Tori Griggs with the Boardman Chamber. Any city or citizen comment this morning?
Hi.
And Andrew Nelson just joined us as well. Any city or citizen comments? I'll start on the Zoom. Sandy, did you unmute?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a comment?
No, I have no comment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And in the room? Hearing none, we'll move to open agenda. Anything to add to the agenda this morning?
I have none.
There is no consent calendar, so we'll move straight into the business topic today, which is the CARES Fund update and progress report. Over the last few days, there was a motion made at the last meeting to allocate funds and move forward with the CARES grants. At the last meeting, following that meeting, there was additional information and additional questions that led me to believe that to avoid an illegal public meeting, that I needed to call a special public meeting so that those questions could get asked in the right way through the public, since three commissioners are obviously involved.
So, Commissioner, I think the proper would be to make a motion to rescind the motion we made last time on distribution of the funds by category.
Okay, is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Oh, could I have you restate that?
The motion is to rescind the motion that we made last week on distribution of the CARES fund.
Do you have a second?
I'm going to recuse myself.
All right, I'll second. For the rescinding of the motion, do we need to have recusals and conflicts stated, or I was going to do that next, but perhaps it should now.
Probably a good idea.
Okay. So I wanted to just declare that I do sit on the board of one of the applicants, but I am in no way, shape, or form receive any financial gain from that entity. In fact, it's the reverse of that. But if there's any, when we move into that piece, if there's any questions that want to be asked, I guess once we name who the applicants are, we can sure get into that.
And I have no conflicts at all.
I have a son that has an application in, and I have an application in, and generally I receive no funds either, because any money that comes in, my wife takes, but I just want to be up front, so. I have a direct conflict.
Thank you. So moved and seconded that we rescind the motion from last week's meeting, which I believe Mr. Doherty had abstained from as well. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
2 with 1 abstention. I reached out to the AOC Council as well as our own council for just some guidance as to how to properly delve into actual grant applications deeper. And I believe the executive session notes that I was directed to ORS 192660F, which is to consider information or records that are exempt from law for public inspection. That exemption further goes on to talk about personal information, and it calls out specifically grants. So I reached out to council as well, who agreed that that was a proper use of that executive session to delve into that piece. Before we go into that session, I'll have Richard speak to that. Further, Richard felt that he, do you want to speak to your own conflict before I speak for you?
Well, just looking through the not to me directly, but as far as decision-making or any, I feel uncomfortable as far as providing legal basis for any kind of changes or any information regarding distribution. Only in the sense of keeping from the appearance of being biased one way or another. And so that's kind of the issue that I see as far as if it goes to that point. I'm comfortable being here talking about the process of the meeting, but I guess if it goes to decisions regarding allocation or distribution, I recuse myself from that.
Yeah, no, if I could, I wouldn't think that would be your role here, is to talk about the allocations or distributions, but really to just clarify the rules for us if we have a question on the rules of law. That would be where I see your role. You shouldn't be involved in the allocation. That's up to the commissioners.
So, Kate, do you want to roll out the basics, not obviously the detailed piece, but the basics of what you put together here? Is that reasonable?
Regarding the memo?
Yeah.
Okay. So I prepared a memo, and it's titled the DAS Grant 2529, Coronavirus Relief Fund for Business Grants. And what this is Morrow County has an intergovernmental agreement with the Department of Administrative Services to distribute the federal dollars the state received. The amount is $601,787. The DAS grant outlines how these dollars can be distributed, but we have to keep in mind the DAS is the state of Oregon. If we back it up, we have to be compliant with the U.S. Treasury guidance. The next step is we have to be compliant with the DAS grant, which, in addition to the U.S., Treasury guidance adds the following language: the business must be headquartered in Oregon and has its principal operation in Oregon, and this is just the state guidance. If required by Oregon law, it has to be registered with Oregon Secretary of State. The business is either for-profit or an entity tax exempt under Section 501c3 per the IRS, Internal Revenue Code. During the performance period, the business incurred necessary expenditures due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. The performance period is March 1st to December 30th, which is today, and those costs have to be incurred. And for the county purposes, the decision is due today. In addition to that, like I keep stating, we have to be in compliance with all federal terms and conditions. In addition to that, Morrow County had a business application titled Business Assistant Grant Application, and in this packet it includes the backup for that. In addition to the Department of Administrative Services, IGA, eligibility for county assistance is as follows. Main business operations are in Morrow County. Registered with the Secretary of State if business is required to do so. Also for-profit business or a 501c3. In addition, the business has to be affected in one of the following two ways. Business was prohibited from operations as directed by the governor's executive order 20-12 or 20-65, or the business can show 1 month decline in sales of 25% or more caused by COVID-19 pandemic regulations between March 1st, 2020 and November 30th, 2020, as compared to the same time period in 2019. Now, some of these guidelines are a little more restrictive than the state of Oregon IGA. So then in summary, what I did for executive session included the detail of the allocations of the report. I only wanted to provide that for executive session because many of these businesses, if they are for-profit, are private businesses, and I did not want to disclose that confidential information. So do you have any questions?
So I guess really the next step is to be able to go through the specifics, that detailed information in it, which is where the executive session was placed. So unless there's other basic questions outside of that, we'll do so. It's 10 after 9, so I'm going to allot an hour for the people on the phone, that we would be offline for an hour in an executive session. If for some reason we're going longer, we will come check in at 10 after 10 and let you know the status. And so the Monroe County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192-6602F, which allows commissioners to meet in executive session to consider information or records that are exempt by law from public inspection. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision will be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room, and we'll have a decision, which is due today, right? So we will have a decision. We'll be shutting off the Zoom and asking everyone, unless you were invited, to leave the room and reconvene at 10:10. Thank you.